If you walked into courtroom 17 at the John Moakley Courthouse yesterday afternoon, you may have had trouble figuring out who was on trial. Stephen Flemmy's name seemed to come out of the lawyers' mouths more than the names of either of the men actually facing a murder charge. Flemmy was called a liar, an opportunist, a street-smart criminal who made a career out of only protecting himself. So why should anyone believe Flemmy? Convincing the jury that at least in this case, Flemmy is telling the truth is the job of prosecutors. They say the now 83-year-old Flemmy was the only eyewitness to the killing of Stephen DeSaro, who disappeared 25 years ago today. No one knew what happened to DeSaro until his body was unearthed 2 years ago. Salemi and Wiedek were arrested not long after. Prosecutors said Flemmy walked into the kitchen of Salemi's Sharon home on May 10, 1993, and saw Wiedek and Salemi's now dead son strangling DeSaro as the elder Salemi watched on. At the defense table, Salemi shook his head and clenched his jaw as prosecutors previewed Flemmy's testimony. Salemi's longtime attorney patted the elderly man's leg as if to calm him. Prosecutors say there are other people who will back up Flemmy. Some of them are also criminals, like the guy who Salemi allegedly told to expect a package and dig a hole. Salemi's admitted to murders before. In a separate case, Salemi was given immunity for crimes he admitted to in exchange for his testimony against others. But he never admitted to killing DeSaro. His attorney told jurors, even though Salemi has done a lot of bad things, doesn't mean he did this. I'm Allie Jarmani at the Federal Courthouse in Boston.